Hey, and welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know. I'm your host, John Workman, and I'm kind of on the road today, so no fancy intro music or outro music, but still bringing you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. So, what are we going to talk about today? Let's talk about project management mistakes. Now, some in the field might not think about project management as being something that an electrician should know, but at some point in time, you're probably going to be put in a situation where you're going to have to manage a project. It may not be a big project. It might be a small project, might only be a portion of a project, but it's still something that probably every electrician out there is going to encounter or experience at some point in their careers. And so there are things that you need to know about project management. And today I wanted to share with you six project management mistakes that you need to try to avoid to make sure that your project runs smoothly, your project is profitable, and hopefully you'll get called back and get put on as a manager of another project because you've done so awesome. So let's go through these. These are not in any particular order, so take them for what they are. But number one is not meeting with the whole team and setting goals up front. Now, with any project, you're going to have a team of people that are working on that project, whether it's your installers, whether it's apprentices, whether it's journeymen, you know, whoever is doing the installation on the project. You're also going to have other subcontractors that you're going to work with. You're also going to have your office staff that is going to be taking care of a few things. And so it's great to meet with everybody, if at all possible, and let them know what the objectives are. How are we going to get this done? How quickly are we going to get it done? What is our goal for a budget on this? And then everybody knows what is expected. One of the biggest problems inside of almost, you know, anything, you know, relationship, business, whatever, is unmet expectations. And so make sure that everybody's aware of the expectations and what exactly needs to be done. Mistake number two is not breaking down big projects into smaller pieces. It can get overwhelming to look at, you know, okay, we have this Walmart that we've got to get wired, and say, okay, well, we got to wire the Walmart. So you can break that down into the smaller portions. You know, your rough in, your underground, your we're going to take care of emergency systems, or we're going to take care of fire. You know, there are a lot of different areas to a big job that if you break them down, they're a lot easier to manage than just trying to go full force into the big project. Kind of like the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You know, most projects are elephants. You need to take them one bite at a time. Number three, not prioritizing projects or tasks. There are always things in a project that are more important than other things. And so you need to make sure, you know, Stephen Covey, any of you that have read the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, these are the big rocks. The most important things are the big rocks. You do the big rocks first, the big important things first, and then you fill in the little things around it. So make sure you're getting your priorities straight. Number four, forgetting that project management is also people management. People have feelings, people have needs, people have wants, you know, all that good stuff. We need to make sure that we're treating our people right. We need to make sure that they're taken care of. We need to make sure that we have good communication and good relationships with the people that are in our projects. And whether we want to believe it or not, that's what needs to happen. Just go ahead and read or listen to How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. He'll teach you about what people need and how they need to be treated if you want to have your project run smoothly and most efficiently. If you're not treating people right, they're not going to do a good job for you. They're not going to want to help you be good at what you're doing. They're just going to show up for a paycheck. They're going to do the absolute minimum that is required. And we all know that projects aren't very successful when that is what's happening. Which leads us into the next one, which is communication with team members. We have to have the open lines of communication. People need to know what they need to be doing, when they need to be doing it, and they need to know if you know that that's what they're doing. So make sure that the right hand knows what the left hand is doing, and make sure everybody is communicating properly. And then the last one, number six, is letting changes get out of hand. Now, one of the biggest money losers out there is change orders if you are not doing them correctly. If you're doing them correctly, they can be one of the biggest money makers out there. So make sure that if the project owner or general contractor or whatever is bringing you changes, make sure you have a system in place that is going to help you keep track of those change orders, be able to bill the change orders correctly, and make sure that it's not a money suck for you, and that it's making you some coins. So anyways, those are six of the biggest project management mistakes out there that you need to watch out for if you are going to be managing projects. That's what I'm going to be covering for the next couple weeks, is ways that you can be better with your project management skills. And just so you know, for those who are members of Stuff Electrician Chanel University, in August, that will be the lesson that is coming to you. It's actually going to be more than a lesson. It's going to be the Project Management Blueprint course. And this course is only going to be available at a special price to those who are members of SESKU. And when I say at a special price, I mean you're going to pay the monthly fee and you're going to get access to the course. If you are not a member of the course, the project, or member of SESKU, then the course is going to be a lot more money. So if you want more, or if you want access to Project Management Blueprint course, become a member of SESKU, and you're going to get it for just being a member of SESKU. Otherwise, you are going to you're going to have to pay full retail price for the course. So just want to throw that out to you. If you're not a member and you want to be a member, head over to sesk-u.com and check that out, and you'll be able to get on board and become and get access to that Project Management Blueprint course as soon as it's available the first week of August. So thanks again for tuning in. Hopefully you have enjoyed this. Like I say, I'm on the road and just making this quick and easy, and make sure and pass it along to someone who might be struggling with some project management issues. So thanks again. Hope you have a great day. Till next time, stay grounded.